USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The federal government's airport and airplane mask mandate is facing a lawsuit from Texas. The state's attorney general releasing a statement accusing President Biden of having repeated disregard for the individual liberties of Texans. He also suggested Biden has been acting above the law. The door continues to be open for diplomacy with Russia, so says White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki to reporters, adding that Russia could attack Ukraine at any time. Psaki saying on Wednesday the U.S. has been in touch with allies and oil suppliers about how a Russian invasion may affect global energy prices.
We are engaging with our partners around the world about ensuring supply meets demand as part of our objective from here as well.
The Dow losing 55 points to close at 34,934. USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu. And the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, with any purchase. But you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A group of Republican senators held a press conference at the U.S. Capitol Wednesday to address rising consumer costs and urged President Biden to encourage less government spending and do more to address the crisis. The conference comes after data released last week shows that the consumer price index for January increased 7.5% compared to a year ago. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott explains how his state is feeling the effects of inflation.
People are going to food banks. They never went to food banks before. People are taking second and third odd jobs just to try to make ends meet. People have to pool where they live. Food's up, gas is up, rent's up. It's all caused by bad economic policy.
Major League Baseball's lockout is officially affecting spring training. The league instituting a lockout on December 2nd after the collective bargaining agreement between MLB and the players ended. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The man accused of selling a gun to the North Texas synagogue terrorist will stay locked up. A federal judge issuing the order regarding Henry Williams, saying he was a danger to the community and a flight risk. Federal prosecutors arguing Williams should have known Malik Akram was going to hold people hostage when they met last month for the sale. Republican lawmakers are hoping for some answers from a member of President Biden's administration.
Several lawmakers sent a letter to President Biden's Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm, demanding she complies with the law requiring her agency to disclose the number of jobs lost when Biden ended the Keystone XL pipeline. The Keystone XL pipeline was projected to provide approximately 11,000 jobs, and roughly $800 million in wages were extinguished with the stroke of Biden's pen. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Some Girl Scout troops are experiencing cookie shortages in some areas of the country. Girl Scout Ariana Comanico says less options are hurting her troop sales.
It helps attract attention when you see the large variety of cookies, but with a shorter variety, it looks like we don't need anyone to buy cookies.
Classic favorites like Samoas and s'mores are hard to find in parts of Massachusetts and New Hampshire. Less sales translates to less funding, leaving troops in these states with less money to afford activities and trips. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.